3HL powered by the Tennessee Lottery. You want to join 3HL, you can do it. You can come see us Thursday at the Curb Event Center, Pride to Murray State Belmont. That game starts at 6:30, but we're going to be hanging out ahead of this OVC rivalry. Why don't you come to the game, too? Just make a night out of it. Tickets start at just $15. Youth pricing, just $8. Buy your tickets at BelmontBruins.com or just call 615-460-BALL, or you can just go by and visit the box office. Listen to 3HL from 2 to 6 Thursday, live from Belmont, then catch Murray State at Belmont. It's Bruin time. It's Allen time, too. Allen Bell joins us from Sportsline. How much do you enjoy, well, I know you enjoy everything, but how much do you enjoy everything that goes with the Super Bowl week? Because in the Sportsline world, even down to the color of the Gatorade and the length of the national anthem, everything.
It was orange, by the way, wasn't it?
It was orange, and it was under 2 minutes because she was singing with music, and they always go faster when you're with a track or music. So as soon as she started, I said, well, there goes my over 2 minutes. She's singing to music, and that's precise. You can't just freelance.
Yeah.
But everything is monetized, and nobody tells you about it better than the Sportsline folks.
I appreciate that. And, yeah, you know, I love everything that goes on, excuse me, with, you know, with the Super Bowl, with that, with the game, you know, all the work that you guys had, you know, on Radio Row throughout the week. And I'll say this. This was the first Super Bowl that I had missed in probably 5 years. And the reason being is that we had – some of our guys that are in Las Vegas, you know, getting shots and action from the different sports books. And we had people that were in Miami and somebody, you know, kind of had to coordinate all this, you know, back at the office. And I was,
you drew the short straw while everybody else did. Yeah. Vegas or Miami. I were back at the home office.
I'd like to say that, you know, I took it for the team, yeah. But yeah, it was completely, you know, just just unlucky, you know, short straw. So yeah, I was a little, you know, kind of just sad going into it, but man, it turned out great. I mean, it was a great game. It was a great week of coverage. It was pretty much everything we could have asked for. It was great.
What was the thing you most enjoyed? I had written down to ask you this. Favorite part of the coverage? Every network does it different. Some people like the cartoon versions of the players. Others didn't. Some people hated the halftime, and others loved the halftime. What did you like and not like about the game?
Yeah. You know, I'll say this. I know a lot of people, they get on to Joe Buck. And I don't, you know, I don't really know why. I tend to lean the other way. I like Joe Buck. I like what he does. I like, you know, his coverage of a game, whether it's baseball, whether it's football. I enjoy him. I think he does a great job. I think he brings, you know, a different, you know, kind of insight. You know, and he has a little old school, you know, in him too, you know, with his dad, you know, Jack. And I really enjoyed it. I thought Fox did a great job with it. The halftime show, I totally understand if there were some people that didn't like the you know, the pole dancing and everything else that went on with it. Yeah, I mean, you know, I get that. You know, it didn't bother me, you know, per se. But, nah, I mean, you know, I thought Fox did a good job with it.
Ultimately, the story on the field, though, is another Kansas City comeback. They trailed in three games and came back and won three games. What's their 7 minutes left in the Super Bowl, and they're down by 10, and just wave the magic Mahomes wand, and away they go.
It's incredible. I mean, you know, we obviously it had never happened before, but a team, you know, to be down in all three of their playoff games, and they come back. Not only are they down double digits in each one of those games, they come back and win by double digits in each three, you know, all three of those games. It's incredible. I mean, just for them to do that, and especially to do it in a Super Bowl, and, you know, even go back to, you know, we talked about it a couple weeks ago, go back to the AFC Championship last year against the Patriots. They were down in that one, too, and I know that they didn't win, obviously, but they came back, forced it to overtime. Like, what?
One guy lining up on sides, and that's a different ending to that game.
Literally, you know, and they didn't get, you know, a chance with, you know, with the ball in overtime, right? So, I mean, it's just incredible that the way they are. I know that a lot of people put it on Kyle Shanahan, you know, back from, you know, the 28-3 with the Falcons, and then, you know, 20-10. I don't look at it that way. I look at it as, you know, the Chiefs just get you out of whack, and, you know, the 49ers had everything set up for how they win.
Yep.
They, you know, they win when they're up. And for them to be, you know, the way that the first half ended, you know, them not playing aggressive, them not running the ball aggressive in the second half, you know, it just goes to show that, you know, it kind of felt like the 49ers were just hoping that the game would end.
Right.
They were just holding on to the end of the rope saying, please just let this game end. And Patrick Mahomes is like, you know, once he threw that touchdown to where I think, you know, they were down by three, and he threw it and immediately ran right off the field. You knew. You were like, he's getting the ball back, and he's doing this again. And that's how he operates, man. He's incredible. He really is.
Three HL powered by the Tennessee Lottery. Sharp dressed man, Alan Bell hanging out in the studio with us today as we continue to talk all things NFL. So it's the offseason for everybody now. Once you leave wherever the Super Bowl site is, everybody starts anew. Certainly there's a lot of talk about different quarterbacks and Patrick Mahomes and what's he going to get. Gosh, the Dak Prescott and Dallas thing seems to be coming to a head, as Adam Schefter reported today, maybe likely a franchise tag for him.
Yeah, that's interesting. You know, all the talk last year was, you know, the long-term deal, is he a $40 million quarterback, et cetera, et cetera. And now, you know, you've got a whole new regime, you know, in Dallas. You've got a new head coach. You've got all new, you know, assistants pretty much, except for offensive coordinator with Kellen Moore. So, yeah, you know, what do they do with Dak? You know, is he a franchise guy? And do they just kind of play that out of, you know, here's one good year, great, you know, we'll think about signing you? Or what happens if he, you know, doesn't really have a good year? And they say, you know what, let's just move on. So, I mean, it's crazy to think about that. But, yeah, I mean, it just goes to show, you know, like you say all the time, the NFL really does stand for not for long. I mean, it could change in a heartbeat, right?
Yeah. Well, and with Dallas, because I started thinking about some of the other contracts, $90 million contract for Zeke, almost $64 million for Jalen Smith, and $105 million contract for DeMarcus Lawrence. All those things have happened while the talk was, what about Dak? What about Dak? All of things have happened under the umbrella of that, and he's a quarterback.
Yeah, and he's their guy, right? And you think about that, and then they made the trade for Amari Cooper. And, you know, he's an upcoming free agent, obviously. Yep. You know, that's another deal, you know, that you have to get done. So, I mean, Dallas finds themselves, you know, I know we talk, obviously, you know, the Titans with how many free agents there are. You know, Dallas finds himself in a really interesting position because now you have a whole new, you know, regime of coaches that Mike McCarthy might not be big on Amari Cooper. Right. You know what I mean? And I'm not saying that he is or isn't, but, you know.
He might not be big on Dak Prescott.
He might not
be. He might say, hey, man, Mike needs this guy with these tools. Although yeah. Dak Prescott is a fantastic quarterback. He threw for 4,900 yards this year.
Literally, I know. And, you know, another one that's not coming up this year, but it's going to come up next year is, you know, speaking of Mike McCarthy, what do the Green Bay Packers do with Aaron Rodgers, with him getting older, right? Like, they're going to have to draft a guy.
What about old school fan?
Yeah.
If a guy leaves the Packers and goes to the Cowboys?
Yeah.
Because once upon a time, Ice Bowl, that was as bitter a rivalry as there existed in the league. Now, I know that's 50 years ago. I get it. It's 50 plus. But, oh my gosh, people in Green Bay would lose their ever-loving minds if Rodgers hit the free agency market and went to Dallas.
Absolutely they would. You know, because, you know.
And it would be fantastic to watch.
It would be unbelievable, right? But, yeah, I mean, you know, it's just so fascinating, especially at quarterbacks. I mean, this offseason alone with the quarterback position is going to be phenomenal. With all kinds of guys, you know, Mariota, Jameis, Teddy Bridgewater, Tom Brady, Philip Rivers. I mean, Drew Brees, right? Is he going to come back? Is he going to retire?
Jameis Winston.
Yeah. I mean, there are so many big
Ryan
names.
Ryan Tannehill.
Yeah. Ah. Yeah, I know. That video that you, that
AJ
Nikki, that you
McCarron.
Had? Yeah, AJ. Man, I really thought.
Blaine Gabbert.
I really thought AJ McCarron, when he's coming out of Alabama, like, I didn't put him in like any type of Aaron Rodgers category. But I really thought he was going to be all right. You know, like,
well,
I mean,
he's making money and nobody hits him. He's doing fine.
Yeah, he is doing fine.
No, you thought he would contribute to the league.
Absolutely. I really thought that he would, you know.
I wasn't sold.
Well, you were right.
blind squirrel acorn.
He's making money and no one hits him. You're not going to the Hall of Fame.
Yeah.
If you're not going to the Hall of Fame, like if you're just going to be somebody anyway and you make it to the NFL – and you're a guy on a roster, and you last X amount of years, if you're not going to Hall of Fame, that guy will walk away with, nobody hit me.
Oh, yeah.
He played a handful of games.
Absolutely. You know,
made a good living.
I wouldn't have a beef with that.
You know who did it right, and who kind of set the blueprint for that, was Charlie Whitehurst. That guy figured it out.
Clipboard Jesus.
Clipboard Jesus.
Oh, good-looking guy. He realized exactly what you said. Nobody's going to hit me. I'm going to stay in health, I'm going to look good. I got a tan.
Do you remember him when he
Johnny
finished
Depp
up here?
Look like?
How skinny he was?
Yeah.
I mean, he figured out, I can lean out.
Yeah.
I don't need a lot of muscle. I'm not going to take a beating. I can still run if I need to in these exhibition games I'm going to play. But literally, when he finished, if you just saw him, you'd think, well, that's kind of a big athletic-looking guy. You would not have thought NFL quarterback.
No.
But he leaned.
Now, he was in shape now.
No, no, I'm saying he leaned out.
I'm like, he leaned out, he still looked...
He totally leaned out, just to think.
He looked great holding that clipboard.
Like a lot of guys do who last in the league a long time, they'll tell you, okay, I realized as I got older, I had to get thinner, I had to lose some weight because I lost my speed.
Yeah, Tom Brady?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm going to get in great shape, but a different kind of shape, more yoga, more this, more that. Well, that was his whole thing.
Yeah.
So he'd play his couple of halves in the exhibition season, could kind of get out of harm's way, clipboarded up for 16 games, cash big checks.
Yep. That check.
That guy's my hero.
I know. That check came every Friday. He would go home. He's, what, married to Jewel, I think. So,
at least they were together. I mean, are they married now?
I don't know. They were together. Right? Yeah. But yeah, I mean, made good money. You were the team's insurance policy.
The pancakes too.
Can't hurt you. They feed you. They dress you. You've got all kinds of team gear. That's a great life. Year.
Living that life. Yeah. Hey, I want to go back to your... Yes. I want to go back to your Tannehill comments. And obviously, we talked about this yesterday where... And we tweeted out the video, and Mickey had sent it to us with Tannehill and Lauren, his wife, on the red carpet when he was doing an interview with the... It was the Good Morning Football people, right? Kyle Brandt and Kay...
Adams.
Kay Adams, yes. Anyway, we're looking specifically at Lauren's reaction when he was asked. He was there to get his Comeback Player of the Year award, but when he was asked about, what's next, what's the future hold, and we just thought the expression was interesting. Like, ooh, I don't know.
I'll tell you, and obviously I don't know because I don't know Lauren Tannehill, but
none of us know.
And what I took from it is this, and it works out for the Titans very well. What I took away from it is this: is that you could see. The way that Miami ended, them coming to Nashville, them, him coming, being traded, as a backup quarterback, not a starter, a backup.
And the Dolphins even saying, $7 million? We'll pay $5 million for you to go away.
That's a lot. That's a lot to deal with. And it's a big change in their life, right? I've heard Joe Flacco and his wife of how it went from, he was the starter, Super Bowl champion, too. Now we're a backup quarterback family. Mm-hmm. Now we're on a different team. It changes a lot. So what I took it from her, expression is that we just really don't know what's about to happen in life. But the way that works out well for the Titans is that they're not going to really demand a ton of money because I think that they have it good here and they know. So if your goal is re-signing Ryan Tannehill, look at that and say, okay, well, you know what? In negotiations, look, We're not throwing crazy $32 million at you, but here, we're going to give you great money. You're a starter. We love you here. You're our guy. Lauren, you guys can live here. You can build your home.
Enroll the kids in school. You're going to be sticking around.
You're not going anywhere. That's what I took from it, and I bet that's exactly how John Robinson and them will take it, and that's a good thing. Stability is a good thing, and it has a monetary value.
And it's funny because we've all tried to just speculate and think and what this might look like. And Don and I were baffled by this. So at some point over the last couple of days, Joe Shad, who used to be a national guy, but now covers the Dolphins, tweeted, it's not anywhere on ESPN that we can find. Chris Mortensen did not say this, but Joe Shad tweeted that Chris Mortensen reported, there are two layers to this, that the Titans loved Ryan Tannehill and the plan was that he wouldn't go anywhere.
Yeah. I could see it. I mean, why wouldn't you love the guy, right? Like, he literally did everything that you asked him to do when it wasn't stable, and he jumped in, and the team just won immediately, right? So it that makes a lot of sense. And, when looking at it, the franchise tag option is there, so it's, it's not like he's going to go anywhere. But again, it goes back to that stability. Forget the franchise. That's an expensive 1 year that offers no stability beyond for anybody.
Right.
Here's your 3-year deal. Here's a good amount of money that we think's fair, that we think you'll like. You're a little bit older. You understand that money has a value, with a home that you're going to be here. I think it works out perfectly for the Titans. And they're saying, look, you also want a good team, Ryan. You know that. We got some other guys that we got to pay, too. If you can understand and compromise with us here, buddy, we can make your life really, really good. And I think he's smart enough, and Lauren's smart enough to know that, and that should give you hope that you can get almost everything that you want to get done that you can.
What if two of those guys are not only your battering ram running back, but what if you just some people think this is doable, and others have told me this is the dumbest thing I've ever said, which is really saying something. Conklin too.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think that goes into it, and I think again he's smart enough to know that you know, an extra $1-2 million. Yes, that's a lot of money per year. That's phenomenal. But, you know, winning is winning and being on a good team and being here. Because, you know, you could take that $1 or $2 million and be, you know, not greedy because, you know, you've earned it. But your team's just not as good. And they'll look to get rid of you because you have 1 or 2 bad years. And now there's a new coach in town. Now there's a new GM. And not saying anything on Vrabel. I'm just speaking in general, right? Like, he understands that. So, yeah, I mean, I think this, you know, could round out and could shape up to be a very perfect scenario for Tennessee.
3HL powered by the Tennessee Lottery, the sounds of Chris Stapleton. Guess what? Mama Babs, soon to be, we'll still call her Auntie Babs, prize closet will open at 5. Chris Stapleton tickets. I may try to win those
myself.
Which
is a great show, by the way.
I saw him open for Guns N' Roses.
I saw him at the Ryman.
Oh, that was like seeing him at church there.
Oh, yeah.
Right there. The Jags won't be at the Ryman.
I just went up to you, didn't I?
You did.
Guns N' Roses and Chris Stapleton's pretty random and good, though.
That they were together. I saw it with my own eyes. The Jags will play at Nissan Stadium once. They will play in London twice next year. If I'm a Jags fan,
I'm pissed.
I saw this. Because I thought, okay, let's get deeper into this. Again, Alan Bell with Sportsline hanging out with us for one more segment. They make twice as much money to play a game in London as they do at home. They make twice as much money. This was per ESPN. Here's the other thing. Right now, this was half of this report is from our buddy Rap Sheet and half is from ESPN. The Jags are spearheading a proposed $700 million entertainment district development around the stadium that would result in additional revenue. But until that happens, they're adding another home game in London, and they think that's the right thing to do.
That's incredible. And what that tells me is that's leverage, right?
Yeah.
That's leverage. And now, you know, if you're a Jaguars fan, you're finding yourself right in the middle, the crosshairs of, all right, is Jacksonville going to step up? Are we going to do this? Or are we going to London, right? Like, it's kind of, you know, what Raiders fan has dealt with, you know, for a long time, you know, seemingly. That's interesting. Now it's more tangible, right? Like, you're talking about two games back-to-back. And side note, if they do go over there, we have to change the name, right? Like, instead of being like the London Jaguars, you have to be like the London Leopards, right? You know, like, it'd have to be something like that. Now you talk about it, there's two games, if it's back-to-back, you know, what does the NFL do in terms of scheduling, right? Do you know, how many of those games are in, you know, the division? Are they AFC South games? Yeah. Are they,
that's,
you know,
all to be determined.
Yeah, I mean, that, you know, it's fascinating. Now, do you have, you know, another, you know, a team that's possibly playing a London game and a Mexico City game? Mm-hmm. You know, that it's a lot on the line. That's a big thing.
Well, and the fact that teams go and play and the fields aren't always adequate or the practice facilities aren't always adequate. You know, they played an exhibition game in Canada on a 85-yard field this year because the field just wasn't adequate. When they tried to pull the goalpost out of the middle of the end zone, remember, there was a hole. And so they said, well, we can't run into a hole. I mean, if you're the NFL and you're making $1 billion, you're going to send people over there, then you need to have your own facilities. Just build one. Build one in Mexico, build them in London, whatever you got to do. And teams go there, and that's where they practice. And, you know, you can play in Wembley Stadium or whatever, and you can farm the stuff out when your people aren't there to soccer teams. You got to do better than what you're doing by your players.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. And especially with everything that we talk about with player safety and, you know, just nuts and bolts, like you just said. The NFL is making, what, $18, $19 billion a year? Like, get these facilities and get this stuff right. We've already had to cancel a game in Mexico, you know, a year and a half ago or whatever.
Right.
Yeah, the game in Canada, like you spoke about. You know,
85-yard field. And a bunch of teams just didn't play. There were like 50 guys that didn't play in that game at all.
Yeah, we had a Hall of Fame game that was canceled because the field melted, you know, at the 50. Like, I mean,
it happened.
I mean, you know, it's just these things like you talk about, you know, especially with this expansion, which is very, very important to the NFL because they have pretty much milked, you know, money dry here in terms of advancing more, right? So you've got to go, you know, to these other areas. But I'm with you, you know, I mean, you're going to have to get these things right. But you know what? I'll say this, you know, for London, it seems like they've got it more right there than they have anywhere else. And, you know, what you spoke about in terms of the money, London fans show up. I mean, they might not, you know, all wear jerseys of the Jaguars. You know, there's a guy, you know.
Oh, there's a great picture that, or multiple pictures people have taken where you can see 17 different jerseys.
Yeah.
They're just there to see football.
They're just there to see football. And yeah. They're there to see the NFL. So, I mean, they've got that part right. It's just fascinating because you have a team that's in Jacksonville, but I don't think the NFL would be too upset if they ended up going over to London. I don't think that would bug them too much.
I think that's a matter of time.
It is. I mean, that's kind of what they want, you know. So it leaves Jacksonville and it leaves the AFC South in a very interesting position because if they go over there, now you're looking at, you know, they might have to be in the AFC East. You know, you have to move a team to the AFC South. It's going to change rivalries. It's going to change, you know, the schedules. I mean, it's going to change a lot of things for sure.
Jonathan Schaefer sent me a message, said the NFL has an agreement with Tottenham Hotspur to hold games there. The stadium was built with the NFL in mind. And it's not always the stadiums there. It's where they practice at times.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And you've got to do the whole thing. It's the facilities. It's everywhere you go. Alan Bell with us for a couple more minutes here. Certainly one thing we will be keeping an eye on, talking about money, Derrick Henry and what happens to him as this plays out. The league year doesn't, I guess, officially end until March. Franchise tags and all those things don't happen until March 10th. And the narrative of do you pay a running back or don't you pay a running back? And is he the exception to the rule? But other guys were exceptions to rules. This might be, when you think about it, the quarterback thing is out there. This might be the only team where what happens to the running back is paid more attention to than what happens to the quarterback of the team.
Yep, I agree completely. And I do not see a way where they let Derrick Henry go. I just don't see a way. And I know that, you know, I mean, yeah, if he's talking, you know, $15, $16, $17 million, some crazy number, yeah, you've got to let him walk. But other than that, I mean, he was everything for this team. I mean, he, you know, especially down the stretch, and everyone saw it nationally. They saw how good this guy is. And, you know, you talk about not only on the field, him being a leader in the locker room, practice field, everything. And the guy wants to be here. I don't see a way that he's not paid. I just don't see a way. I mean, you just almost have to do it, right? I mean, I could agree. Be wrong here, but like, I just don't.
I agree with you.
Yeah, I mean, I just don't see a way. And especially when you look at the numbers in terms of what he did and the rushing yards that he put up. And then, you know, if the team depended on, say, Tannehill or the passing game, I mean, Derrick Henry is very, very important to this team. He's very important.
And there are those who will show the metrics of, you know, well, now here are his passing game numbers.
Yeah.
And here are his receptions. And you can see this. I mean, he's been called a two down back. And maybe after another year, Arthur Smith finds more to do with him on third down. You know, Mike Mularkey, that administration talked about his ability or the fact that he struggled with pass protection. But we've seen him get better and improve with that. But no matter what, no matter how many downs he's on the field, he is an unbelievable weapon. He is shown to be durable. And I think even the biggest and the largest diehard Derrick Henry fans would say, okay, we get it. He's, what, 26 now. There's that decline at 30 that seems inevitable with everybody but Adrian Pearson. Maybe you just front-load a deal and get the next best, you know, 3 years out of him that you can. And just max pay him for that amount.
Yeah, I mean, you know, that's the good part is that, you know, John Robinson and all the cap guys, they're much smarter, you know, than we probably are in terms of that. But you're right. I mean, just what he does for this team is just incredibly important. And he was so good that the Titans went through and took out the Patriots in New England, mm-hmm. go to Baltimore, take out Lamar Jackson, the MVP, the best team in the league. The highest scoring, you know, team in the league. Neither of those teams put up more than two touchdowns combined. No one talked about the Titans' defense of how good they were playing. It was all about Derrick Henry. I mean, he's that good. So, I mean, he's going to be back. I don't know how, you know, you work it, but he's going to be back.
I think that's the general consensus of all of us. Look, we don't know how it happens, but 22 is not going anywhere.
No, and, you know, that's where, you know, you just kind of hope that, you know, him and his agency understand it and, you know, his love of the team and him wanting to be here, that you say, work with us a little bit, right? Like, we have your best interest at heart. Work with us just a little bit on this. We're going to get you paid. Don't worry. Trust us. But we got other things that we have to do, too. And if, you know, the smart ones get that and, you know, they understand that there's more money to be made. You might lose a little bit on the front end. But there's more money to be made when everybody's good. Like, you know, what is the phrase? You know, water levels rise all boats.
Yeah. You know, a rising tide.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah, I'm not
rising tide raises all boats, something
like that. Oh, Lord have mercy.
Well, but it does, right?
You get the point.
And same thing with Tannehill, right? Like, if everyone's good, you might take a little chunk of money away right now. But I'm telling you, if we get back and continue to do what we're doing, all of your values are going to be higher. Your money's going to be there. Just work with us here. And I think if they understand that, the Titans are going to be in great shape.
Well, you're in great shape to head on out into the 5 o'clock hour. We say goodbye to Alan Bell again at AlanBell247 on Twitter and at Sportsline as well for great content all the time. We come back 5 o'clock hour. We'll reset the headlines, including what's going on with Vandy and Chris Lee from VandySports.com at 5:15. 104.